ओम शांति। डीपनिंग योगा एक्सपीरियंसेस, deepening yoga experiences is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. Because our main subject is yoga subject. Baba has said, the time of having ordinary yoga is already over. Now this is the time of experiencing powerful yoga, volcanic yoga, because Baba has said you should destroy the stresses of vices completely. And for that, we really need to have the experience of powerful yoga. And for that, deepening yoga experiences is an important aspect. If you really would like to increase the depth of yoga, quality of a yoga, you need to work sincerely on four aspects. The object of yoga is, there are two objects of yoga. First object is experiencing Baba's love and filling our heart with true godly love. In yoga, we must experience Baba's true heartly love, and we must fill our heart with true godly love. And second object of yoga is recharging the battery of a soul. Recharging the soul battery. Through yoga, we are charging the soul battery. Only once we are getting this chance in a cycle, that is why we must understand the process of recharging the soul battery. How the soul battery is charging and how the soul battery is discharging. We must understand this process first. In this bulb, the light is there. From powerhouse, the light already transfer here in this bulb through the medium of electric wire. That is a medium. Electric wire is a medium for transforming electricity. In the same way, thought is a medium through which we are receiving spiritual energy and through which we are using or losing spiritual energy. Thought is a medium for that. Baba used to say in Murli, you should keep on chanting the mantra of Man Mana Bhava. It means keep your mind busy with Baba. When our mind is thinking about Baba, then through that thoughts we are receiving spiritual energy from spiritual powerhouse Baba in the soul. If we observe the pattern of our thoughts of whole day, we observe four type of the thoughts are going in our mind. First quality, when we are thinking about Baba, you could say pure thoughts, through that we are receiving energy. Second quality, necessary thoughts, thoughts for performing action through which we are using energy. Third quality of thought is waste thoughts for performing some action. We are repeatedly thinking and thinking and creating waste thoughts through which we are wasting so much energy. That is the one type of a leakage of energy. Anyhow, we should stop it. And fourth quality is negative thoughts. Thoughts related with any negativity, any shortcomings, any weaknesses about the self, about the others, through which we are destroying so much energy. That is why we must understand, if we really would like to recharge our battery, soul battery, faster, we need to change waste thought in a best thoughts. And negative thoughts in a positive thoughts. On one hand. And on the other hand, we must keep on maintaining connection with Baba, link with Baba. So we could receive more and more power from Baba. But if you really would like to increase the depth of yoga, deepening yoga experiences, you need to understand the subtle powers of the soul, mind and intellect. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, as a mass of energy, after that we must get clear idea which power is my intellect and which power is the mind. One must understand subtle difference in these two subtle powers. I would like to give you an example, simple example. Have you seen the Tower of Peace in Madhuban? Yes. Now you are seeing that tower? The image of tower is in front of you? Yes. Your eyes are looking at me, but some power is visualizing that picture of Tower of Peace. Yes? Okay. Second question. How is really the Tower of Peace? Oh, the Tower of Peace is really wonderful. That is the memorial of Brahma Baba's elevated stage. There are four images: Tower of Light, Tower of Might, Tower of Purity, Tower of Peace. You are explaining one after another and telling me that is your mind. Thinking power about the tower is a mind, and the visualization power is the intellect. Intellect is the third eye of a soul. Intellect is a visualization power of a soul. Mind is just thinking power of a soul. If you understand subtle difference in these two powers, then easily you can increase the depth of yoga, quality of yoga. Understand? No? Visualization power of a soul is the intellect. The one who is visualizing the Tower of Peace, the picture of Tower of Peace is in front of you. That is the eye of a soul, that is a intellect. and the power is thinking about the Tower of Peace. Oh, Tower of Peace is so nice. That is the memorial of Brahma Baba's elevated stage. That is your mind. That is your thinking power. Because of having confusion, we are not getting success in yoga. But if you understand subtle difference, if you analyze this subtle power, then yoga would be very easy for you. This is my personal experience. Okay? Now, for deepening yoga experiences, we must sincerely work on four aspects. First aspect. For deepening the yoga experiences, we must try to increase the deepening experience about the soul conscious stage. First, we need to increase the depth of soul conscious stage. What does it really mean? When we are considering ourselves as a point of light, as a soul, out of 100% consciousness, if 20% consciousness is focused on soul conscious stage, it means I may have 80% subtle body consciousness. Increase the depths of soul consciousness. Deepening the experience of soul consciousness means increase the percentage of visualization from 20 to 30, 40, 60, 100 soul conscious stage and 0 body consciousness. That is the deepest stage of soul consciousness. As the stars are there in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe. My existence in this world is only and only a point of divine light. This body is just instrument. Body is just costume. But I am a point of light, and increase the depth of soul consciousness. Practice more and more soul consciousness. When Brahma Baba was Karmatit, at that time Baba was already being in a deep soul conscious stage, full soul conscious stage. Baba was not having the awareness of the body at all. Baba was deeply lost in a true consciousness, right consciousness, that is a soul consciousness. This is a matter of practice. As much you focus your mind and intellect on this aspect, The deepening of experience of soul consciousness will increase more and more and more. Okay? Second aspect. Deepening the experience of soul world where we are going to remember Baba. Deepening the experience of soul world. How is really soul world? Soul world is my true home, my real home, my sweet home. That is my rest house. That is my best house. That is the holiest and highest place. But how really is that soul world is? In soul world, everywhere there is a golden ray divine light. Everywhere there is a golden ray divine light. Feel that. Experience that. It is a world of infinite peace. It is a world of infinite peace. Sweet silence home. I can experience deep silence in that silence world. Deepening the experience of soul world means go there often and often, go there, be there with intellect, with your intellect and experience the vibrations of soul world, feel that vibration. Go there with maximum consciousness. Increase the percentage of our consciousness of being there. Understand? Yes? Third aspect. Deepening the experience of God consciousness. Deepening the experience of God consciousness. Baba has said that I have, out of many children, very few souls are there, those are recognizing me properly and remembering me properly. That is why this is a very important aspect. We must understand properly Baba, recognize Baba properly, then only we can remember Baba properly. That is why deepening of God consciousness is a very important aspect. How is really Baba? How is really He, Baba? He is an incredibly beautiful being in this soul world. சத்யம் சிவம் சுந்தரம். சத்யம் மீன்ஸ் எவர் ட்ரூத்ஃபுல். சிவம் மீன்ஸ் எவர் பெனிஃபெக்டர். சுந்தரம் மீன்ஸ் எவர் கிரீன், எவர் பியூர், எவர் பியூட்டிஃபுல், எவர் ஸ்மார்ட். Just visualize Baba's form, beautiful Baba's form. Deepening God consciousness experience means understanding Baba's mind, Baba's intellect, Baba's personalities, Baba's qualities, Baba's powers, Baba's potential. All round personality we must understand. He's a wonderful, he is having wonderful personality. No one is having that type of the unique personality in this three worlds. In that point of light, seven oceans are there. Soul has seven original quality. Baba also have that seven original quality. But he is an ocean of seven qualities. You just think how that point of light would be powerful. Seven qualities. Peace. Purity, power, love, happiness, bliss and knowledge. These are the seven qualities of a soul. And Baba is the ocean of these seven qualities. Go there, be there, visualize Baba's personality deeper and deeper and deeper. And feel Baba's vibrations. If I would say, I recognize God properly, what is the proof of that? What would be the proof of that? Huh? Yes? Sorry? As much I would recognize Baba, only that much I transfer my true heartly love towards Baba. Only that much I will transfer my true heartly love towards Baba, as much I recognize Baba. We are not having anything. We are a beggar. We rent this house from these five elements. Only and only what we are having, we are having little invaluable amount of true heartly love. Only we are having this little amount of true heartly love. And as much we are recognizing Baba, that much we are transferring that true heartly love towards Baba. That is why deepening the experience of God consciousness is also a very important. Now fourth aspect. Deepening the experience of yoga. Yoga means connection. Deepening the experience of yoga. Connection must be very powerful with Baba. For experiencing volcanic yoga, fiery form of yoga, we must have that constant powerful connection with Baba so we can receive tremendous powers from Baba. When we are sitting in yoga and we are having conversation, loveful conversation with Baba, oh Baba, you are so sweet. I am your lovely child, Baba. You are giving me so much treasures. I am really, Baba, very fortunate soul. Having this loveful conversation, we can experience only love. But love is medium through which we are receiving powers from Baba. Our aim of practicing yoga is to receive powers from Baba and charge this soul battery. And that is why the percentage of love must be increasing and increasing so we can experience combined stage with Baba, oneness with Baba. Because love is like a magnetic power. We could experience combined with Baba, oneness with Baba. And when we are experiencing oneness with Baba, on one hand, Baba is ocean of love, and on the other hand, Baba is ocean of power. That loveful stage is automatically transferring in a powerful stage. Automatically transferring in a powerful stage. How do I know my experience of yoga is increasing or increasing or not? I am practicing this yoga since 5 years, 10 years, whatever. But how do I know my deepening of yoga is increasing or not? Example. I am new practitioner. Out of 100 consciousness, my 10% consciousness is with Baba. It means my 90% consciousness in this corporeal world. Now deepening the yoga experience means I must keep on transferring my consciousness 10 to 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 there, 0 here. That is the deepest stage of yoga. That is why gradually and gradually we must keep on transferring our consciousness towards Baba. Then automatically our experience is becoming powerful and powerful and powerful. When Brahma Bhava was Karmati, at that time, if somebody would go to Baba, to meet Baba, anybody could see from Baba's eyes. Baba is not anymore here. He transfer his consciousness 100% there with you, Baba. In Paramdham, he is not anymore here. Anybody could see from Baba's eyes. He transfer himself totally in this incorporeal world. He is deeply lost and lost in Baba's remembrance. Understand? In this way, we must go on deepening the yoga experiences more and more and more. But volcanic yoga, what is the secret of volcanic yoga? Baba has said that this is the time of experiencing volcanic yoga. When you are sitting in morning Amrit Vela yoga or in evening yoga, you must have really powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. But what is the secret of volcanic yoga? We must understand. Simple example I would like to share with you. I have a piece of paper. I would like to burn that piece of paper in sunlight. I put that piece of paper in sunlight for 10 days but not burn. But anyhow I want to burn that. What to do? Take the magnifying lens and hold on that paper, sit in sunlight, receive the rays of sun, and when the rays of sun will transfer through this lens, that rays will become powerful, like a ledger rays, and when that powerful rays will fall on this point on the paper, will create tremendous physical energy and that will turn in a fire, and within no time that paper will transfer in ash. Within no time. In the same way, when we are sitting in yoga looking at Baba, when we are visualizing Baba's form, Son of Knowledge, through the eye of intellect, we are receiving power from Baba, receiving power from Baba, and that rays are transferring in a laser rays, powerful rays, and that powerful rays are concentrating on a soul on one point and creates tremendous spiritual energy, and that turns in volcanic fire of yoga, and that fire of yoga is burning away all the stresses of vices. That is why having full concentration in the yoga process is important aspect. Full concentration. When you are sitting purposely in yoga, we can maintain that concentration. When we are working at that time, we may not able to maintain that type of the concentration. Because some part of our consciousness may be busy in work, in the task. whatever we are performing, and then some part of consciousness will be connected with Baba. But when we are sitting, we must transfer full concentration on towards Baba. And we must experience that powerful stage of yoga. Really powerful stage of yoga. Once we Madhavan Nivasi asked one question to Bap Dada in meditation hall. Baba, one question. How do we know that my yoga is really powerful or not? What are the signs of powerful yoga? And Baba has said that there are two signs of powerful yoga. When we are having powerful yoga, on one hand, we are experiencing yoga as a fire. In that fire, our sins are burning away. And on the other hand, we feel very light and happy. Why light and why happy? Because our burden is burning away, sins are burning away, that's why we feel very light. And happy, because we are progressing towards our destination, perfection, that is why we become happy. These are the two signs of powerful yoga. When we are experiencing these two signs, then definitely my yoga is a powerful yoga. Understand? Understand? As much the yoga is becoming powerful and powerful, then automatically we feel very light and happy. Our intoxication is increasing gradually and gradually, higher and higher and higher. The percentage of intoxication is increasing. For percentage of happiness is also increasing. That is the sign of progress in this Brahmin life. Madhavan is the most elevated land on this world globe. Madhavan is the most elevated land on this world globe, and you all lucky souls, charitable souls are here on this elevated land. That is why you must get full benefit, maximum benefit of this unique stay. Whenever you are getting time, you just sit in solitude in your room, somewhere in garden, and just increase the depth of soul consciousness, depth of God consciousness, depth of yoga, and just get lost in Baba's remembrance. The authority of experience is the highest authority, Baba has said. We must keep on increasing the practice of soul consciousness, God consciousness, often and often. What is the result of that? Then automatically we would get the authority in that practice, command on that practice, mastery in that practice, and perfection in that practice. We experience command, authority, mastery and then perfection. That is why we should keep on increasing the depth of soul consciousness very nicely. Any question regarding this topic? Then we are going to have practice, very good practice. But if somebody would have practice regarding this subject, any could have? Or clear? Huh? Clear? Huh? Fire. If you are sitting in sunlight, then when you are receiving lot of sunlight on your skin, then you feel, oh, my skin is really burning. Oh, my skin is burning. Burning means that actually that skin is not burning, but you feel burning sensation. In the same way, Baba is the sun of knowledge. And when you are receiving intense power from Baba on the soul, then you feel that fiery feeling of fiery. I am receiving tremendous power from Baba, and because of that fire, my senses are burning. You get that feeling. But it really needs full concentration in that yoga process. Then automatically we can feel fiery form. Can we have now for powerful experience of yoga? Yes? Okay. What is your question, brother? Just a minute. Yes. Repeat your question. Sorry. Yeah?
Okay.
Yes.
After we have the positive yoga, the volcanic yoga, the deeper yoga, it's possible that we may experience something like negative inside us, like some changes that can occur in us.
Negative is negative,
yes.
Also. Uh-huh.
That's the question.
Okay. See, yoga is a cleansing process. Yoga is really cleansing process. And when we are having good yoga, powerful yoga, all the dirts of 63 births is coming out from the soul. And we feel sometimes, oh, I had a very good yoga, but I am having negative thoughts in my mind. Why I am having this type of the negative dreams, negative thoughts? But that is a cleansing process. We must not get scared. But with the patience, we must sort out that. And one time will come that you would be free from all that dirt. Understand? That is a cleansing process. Yoga is just like a cleansing process. That is why we must accept that. We must have patience and we must keep on improving our yoga. Then slowly, 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 that dirt finished, that races of vice is finished. Okay? Yes.
As Baba said in today's Murli, that you have to remember me with the mind and intellect. But sometimes only mind remembers Baba, but intellect, it like doesn't work and it not turns off. So why it happens like that?
Mind, we are thinking about Baba. We may have the awareness of our mind, but before that, our intellect is already is getting linked with Baba. We may not have awareness of that. Until your not intellect is not focusing on that, your mind is not thinking about Baba. Actually, the intellect is a guide of our mind, and mind is a follower of our intellect. When our intellect is focusing on Baba or any object, automatically mind is following the same direction. Without guiding intellect, mind is not going here and there. That is the fact. Okay, now I feel some of you are still some closing their eyes and some feel sleepy, some feel drowsy. That is why you should take the vibrations of sleep away from this hall. That is why you just stand for a while and stretch your body. sit upright, alert, and very active, like Brahma Baba. And follow my commentary. Om Shanti. Sapat light, okay. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize clearly and deeply in the center of my forehead that I am a twinkling star. I am a wonderful star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura of divine light. Surrounding me, I am a pure star. Radiating the light of purity. Experiencing the crown of purity, experiencing blissful stage, how fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form. That is a point of light. As there are stars in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe and spreading the divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my divine intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrive at the world of angels. How beautiful is this world? Everywhere there is a snow white, bright, divine light. It is a world of purity. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. How light dress is this? Oh, my sweet Brahma Baba. Is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba is also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, become lost in ocean of love. Become lost in the arm of Baba. Oh, my sweet child, most welcome here in this angelic world. Baba tells me that experience any relationship with me that you wish. Experience me as your father. Be a small child, sit in my lap, play in my lap, be my small, sincere and honest child. And receive true fatherly love from me. My lovely child, experience me as your supreme teacher. Oh, I never ever dream that God Himself will become my teacher. I never had dreamed this. I am proud of my teacher. He is my perfect teacher. He is filling the apron of my intellect with invaluable treasures of knowledge. My intellect is becoming more and more divine. Baba tells me that experience me as your preceptor. Receive lots of blessings through my drishti. Experience my blessed hand on your forehead. And spend your whole day under my canopy. How lucky am I? I am experiencing different relationship directly with God. And filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is living the dress of an angel. And flying upwards. Towards the incorporeal world. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world. Everywhere there is golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. How sweet is this my home? Oh. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is enjoying the beauty of Baba. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Shiv Baba. Baba, Baba, I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And He, merciful Father, He just picked me up and put me in your lap. I feel super sensitive joy in your lap. You are so great, Baba. You are so generous, Baba. You are so sweet, Baba. You are giving me everything which I needed, really need, Baba. I live in your heart, Baba, and you live in my heart, Baba. You heal the wounds of my heart, Baba. You are comforter of my heart, Baba. Baba is a son of knowledge. Baba is an ocean of powers. Baba is unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving shower of powers from Baba constantly on me. The powerful rays are falling constantly on me. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous power from the source, Baba. I am receiving tremendous powers from Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers from Baba. And the battery of my soul is recharging. Energy level of myself is increasing and increasing. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life, which I am experiencing in the company of highest of high God. I am enjoying by His company. He is my best companion. Baba, I receive lots of powers from you, Baba. I have little desire, one more desire, Baba. That there must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart, Baba. So that I, the soul, sings the songs of your praise at every second of this confluence age, Baba. I, the soul, is returning to us the corporeal world. Entering in this physical body, sitting in the center of my forehead, on the throne of self-respect. I, the soul, is experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I am Master Almighty Soul. I am spreading the living waves of powers in this atmosphere. And vibrating this atmosphere. My true existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. I am really fortunate souls. Out of millions and millions souls, God has selected me as His instrument. For the construction of new world on this earth. I am a hero actor in this unlimited drama. I have direct connection with the director of this drama. Is giving me direction, Srimad. By the result of that, my life is becoming elevated. As my father is incorporeal, so that I am also incorporeal. Point of light. Om Shanti. 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 Om Shanti.